KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update is brought to you this morning by McAtee Tire and Service Center at 2nd and Poplar in Atlantic. See them for all of your automotive needs. Well, let's take a look at high school volleyball play from the area last night. Atlantic involved in a three-team meet last evening. Atlantic picking up a win over Shenandoah 3-1, winning 25-15, 20-25, 25-17, and 28-26 to capture that match. Red Oak defeated Atlantic, though, in three straight in the other match. Also, it was Red Oak defeating Shenandoah 3 in a row. Harlan beat Creston 3-2. St. Albert a 3-sweep over Denison. And Glenwood captures the Hawkeye 10 Conference title with a 3-sweep over Lewis Central last night. In Western Iowa Conference tournament play in the conference semifinals, it was Underwood defeating Missouri Valley 3-0. Tri-Center downing Logan Magnolia 3-1. Also in Western Iowa Conference play, it was Audubon over West Harrison 3-1. From the Corner Conference, Sidney downing Griswold in three straight. Stanton took 3 in a row from Essex. From the Pride of Iowa Conference, Nottoway Valley over Southwest Valley, 3-1. Lenox defeated Southwest Valley, 3-0. Southeast Warren over Nottoway Valley, 3-0. And Southeast Warren also a 3-sweep over Lenox as Southeast Warren takes the Pride of Iowa Conference title. Also in volleyball, Carroll beat ADM 3 in a row, and Abraham Lincoln beat Sioux City North 3-2 last evening. In high school cross country last night, the Pride of Iowa Conference having its cross country championships. It was Nottoway Valley capturing the girls team title with 46 points ahead of Mount Air with 50, who was second. Central Decatur, Southwest Valley, East Union, the top five teams. Individually, Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley was the champion. McKenna Logan of Lenox was second. Lily Day of Nottoway Valley placing third in that meet last night. On the boys' side, Central Decatur grabs the title as they beat Nottoway Valley 38-48 for first and second places. Southeast Warren, Wayne, Bedford, and East Union, the rest of the team scores. Randy Jimenez of Southeast Warren was the individual champion. William Gillis of Central Decatur placing second. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley was third. Also, Nottoway Valley had Doug Berg in fifth place and Ben Braheny eighth for the Wolverines last night. Now, the Iowa Association of Track Coaches weekly cross-country individual rankings were out yesterday, and here's a look at that list locally. In Class 4A boys, Ethan Eichhorn of Lewis Central is rated 8th, and Aiden Booten of Thomas Jefferson 23rd. Class 3A boys, Craig Allen Becker of Atlantic is ranked 11th, Trey Gross of Harlan 12th, and Andrew Smith of Glenwood 19th. Class 3A girls, Braylon Baker of Creston is ranked 12th. In Class 2A boys, Cole Dooley of Trainer is 9th rated, Baylor Bergren of Red Oak ranked 11th. In Class 2A girls, Ella Waddle of Panorama 7th ranked, Georgia Paulson of Underwood is 13th, Mason Hartley of Clarinda 16th, Clara Tigland of Trainer is 21st, and Gwen Steffen of Panorama 27th. In Class 1A boys, Zach Dixon of Earlham is ranked 8th, Jaden Dixon of Earlham is 10th, Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning is 16th. Trevin Sewer of ACGC 22nd. Toby Bauer of Nottoway Valley 23rd. Doug Berg of Nottoway Valley 26th. And Brett McGee of Tri-Center 28th. In the Curls Class 1A rankings, Peyton Poggi of Tri-Center is 4th ranked. Courtney Spohr of Logan Magnolia ranks 6th. Lily Dixon of Earlham 9th. Sophia Brewers of Nottoway Valley 16th. Riley Sloss of ACGC is 20th. Reese Duncan of St. Albert 24th. And Maya Moss of Logan Magnolia is ranked 30th in this week's polling. Iowa wide receiver Brandon Smith says after several weeks of watching games from other conferences, he's ready to get started. The Hawkeyes open a Big Ten play at Purdue on October 24th.
It was definitely hard for me personally. It was just kind of just watching, like, when after I got hurt last season, I was sitting there watching college football from the couch, and it was like the same feeling, and all I wanted to do was just go out there and play. So I'm definitely excited that we get another chance of playing football this year.
Smith says a rigorous testing program is underway as they prepare for the season.
When, you know, I go in for a test every day, I'm really not too nervous about it because we really get our test results in fairly quickly. So I really don't even have time to think about it. And if we know if we're positive, if we're positive, we'll get a call. So it's not really like a nervousness or anything. It's just precautions to keep everyone safe.
Smith says the players realize they need to do their part to make sure the games are played.
You know, everybody on the team knows how important playing football is, and because we've been working hard, we've been practicing, we've done all this, and we wouldn't do anything to jeopardize that. So everybody knows, you know, the safety precautions of what they have to do just to, you know, be smart, you know, wear your mask if you go get food and everything. And It's a fairly known topic.
That's a 2:30 kickoff for that opener against Purdue. We'll have all those games for you coming up here yet this season. Well, the 20th-ranked Iowa State Cyclones will try to rest up during their bye week. ISU is 3-0 in the Big 12, and up next, they'll visit 7th-ranked Oklahoma State on October 24th.
The bye weeks are really the biggest weeks for our team, you know, as far as getting everybody healthy and recovered. And we use that as a way to get better, you know, go back, watch film, fix our mistakes and everything like that. So this week coming up is going to be huge for our team.
That's sophomore running back Breece Hall, who had three straight games of better than 100 yards rushing, and credits an improving offensive line.
They hold everybody accountable, so whether you're a 1, 2, 3, 4 walk-on or whatever, it doesn't matter. They expect you to come to work every day and do your job. So I feel like even though we've had people get hurt, the ones that have stepped in have really just been doing a good job. And you know, the whole O-line as a unit, they've been communicating with the running backs, quarterbacks, you know, just making sure we're comfortable with everything. So I felt like the O-line is, even though we've had injuries, it's making them more tight-knit because they want to make sure that everybody's on the same level.
Cyclone tight end Chase Allen says the off week is a good time to rest up.
Breece had 27 carries a night, and he needs to heal. And we got a lot of guys that need to heal. So we're going to take this time and get physically right and mentally really strain ourselves to get ourselves to the next level so that way we don't get caught up in this next three-game pod.
The Cyclones will look to continue their mastery of the month of October. They're 12-1 during October over the last four seasons.
I feel like it always takes us a little while to get into that really good groove. And this is always when we hit it in October. And that's what we need to work on is as the season goes on, we're wearing down and things are starting to slip up technique-wise. So that's really what we've been hammering in from the details this team for this year.
Allen says the next step, the Cyclones need to be better at closing games and eliminating special teams mistakes. Well, Florida football coach Dan Mullen wanted a full house in the Swamp for Saturday's game against LSU. Now there's the possibility that the Gators won't be able to show up. The Gators have paused all team activities following an increase in positive COVID tests among players. That puts Saturday's home game against defending national champion LSU in jeopardy. A person familiar with the situation told the Associated Press the Gators had 19 positives following Tuesday morning testing. Athletic Director Scott Strickland said the situation will be reevaluated by Florida Health and Athletic Department's sports medicine staff today. The shutdown came 3 days after Mullen's eyebrow-raising comments about wanting 90,000 fans at Florida Field to create a better home field advantage against the Tigers. Former Florida State football coach Bobby Bowden says he's recovering from COVID-19. The 90-year-old Bowden told the Tallahassee Democrat that he's doing good. Bowden has been hospitalized for a week in Tallahassee. He told the paper he's walking around his room. He said the virus hit him hard, giving him a fever, but that's now behind him. Bowden coached Florida State for 34 years, retiring after the 2009 season. He's second on the career victories list in major college football with 357, behind only the late Joe Paterno of Penn State. He won national championships in 1993 and 1999. Well, the Tennessee Titans have won a battle of unbeatens. The Titans showed no rust after a two-week layoff caused by two dozen positive COVID-19 tests within the organization, cruising to a 42-16 win over the Bills last night. Derrick Henry ran for a pair of touchdowns and had a scoring grab for the 4-0 Titans. The Bills fall to 4-1. The NFL will begin PCR testing for COVID-19 on game days starting Sunday. The league's latest COVID-19 protocols also call for mandatory use of masks in walkthroughs, and only play callers will be permitted to wear face shields in lieu of masks or gaiters on the sideline. The updates released Tuesday came several hours before Tennessee was scheduled to host Buffalo in its first game since an outbreak shut down their team facilities and forced the schedule to be rearranged. The Titans had 8 people test positive September 29th, and that total reached 24 players and personnel. The New Orleans Saints are mulling over an offer to play their home games at LSU's Tiger Stadium in Baton Rouge, where they would be able to have fans in attendance. Saints Senior Vice President for Communications Greg Bensel confirmed the school's offer to host the team's home games, saying the NFL is aware of the exploration of such an option. The Saints had placed a request with New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell to allow ticketed fans to occupy about 25% of the Superdome's 73,000 seats while wearing masks and following other social distancing guidelines. That request was made before Monday night's game against the L.A. Chargers, but Cantrell denied the request. Also, the Jets have released disgruntled running back Le'Veon Bell, who's clashed with head coach Adam Gase during their 2 years together. Bell's latest frustrations were evident when he liked a few Twitter posts in which some suggested he should be used more in the passing game. The Atlanta Braves have taken a 2-0 lead in the National League Championship Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Freddie Freeman homered and had 3 RBIs, and the Braves built a 7-run lead and then held off the Dodgers 8-7. Game 3 is today. The Tampa Bay Rays are 1 win away from their first World Series appearance in 12 years. They grabbed a 3-0 lead in the AL Championship Series yesterday, posting a 5-2 win over the Astros. Game 4 is today. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by McAtee Tire and Service Center, your Goodyear dealer in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.